The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome. I am Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I'm here to remind you that you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to do this so you can obviously make this happen naturally. I want to thank you for joining me today. And today's topic we're going to be talking about is knee pain. Knee pain is one of those things that obviously a lot of people deal with out there. So I want to cover that topic because I have plenty of patients that come in my office with this issue. I want to also remind you once again, as always, that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. And if you have any questions whatsoever, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Hit option 2. My team is standing by, ready to answer any questions regarding this topic. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Pretty excited to be talking about this topic because it's something that is very, very common, unfortunately, and it affects a lot more people than many people, I guess, would realize. So a lot of the population in the United States deals with knee pain at some point in their lives, which is unfortunate. And the drastic reality is that it costs so much time in missed work. It also costs a lot of time in pain, and obviously something that affects all sorts of people, whether you're active or you're inactive, whether you're old or young, it doesn't matter. Obviously, something that affects quite a bit of people. So one of those people that knee pain is a complete problem for is my mom. And I know that obviously every show I share my reason of why I am so passionate about what I do and why I get on radio every single weekend to educate the public on just health and how to achieve it naturally. And the reason why I'm so passionate about that is because my mom and her story. So my mom, 4 years ago, gave me a phone call that would change me forever. My mom called me 4 years ago to tell me she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. At that time, I was in chiropractic school, scared out of my mind, married to my wife, who's also a chiropractor. We're both in school, students, and we have a one-year-old daughter. So at that moment, she says, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer. She starts crying immediately. Obviously, I start crying because my mom is my hero. And I have no idea what to do. I'm scared out of my mind. Like I said, married in school with a child and don't know what to do. But I knew one thing that at that moment that, you know, obviously, you know, if you got to do something to help yourself. Otherwise, you're going to end up, unfortunately, you know, being succumbed by this disease. So I asked my mom at that moment, what are you going to do? And she says, I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not going down the route of chemotherapy and radiation. And even more scared at that moment, I was like, you know what? I don't know what else to do either. But if you're not doing that, we want to make sure that your brain and your body are communicating effectively, because obviously your brain controls your body, down the spinal cord, out the nerves, every single cell, tissue, organ in your body. So if your brain controls your body, then we might as well make sure that that is communicating effectively so your body can function at 100% and heal at 100%. So we got my mom's spine checked, and from the side, we found that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. So obviously, definitely not normal. Strike one at that moment, of course. And then from front to back, we found out that she had a bend in her spine going sideways, basically a classifiable scoliosis in her upper back. Thing about that area is that the nerves that come out of there wrap around and go to her breast tissue and other vital organs. When I saw it on her x-rays, I knew that that was the cause of her problems, because my mom dealt with upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, sinus infections, and all those things for decades. And every single time she went to the doctor, she would get the same exact answer, which is drugs. They offer surgery. She's always turned them down. But at the end of the day, she obviously got those drugs that masked the symptoms that eventually led into her developing a more serious disease that obviously threatens to take her life at any moment. So I asked my mom, why is it that you're doing something different now? Why are you finally deciding to, you know, listen to my advice of doing, you know, exercise, eating better, dropping some weight? She says, it's simple, son. I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Three of those grandchildren are my kids. Eden, who's 5, Eve, who is 3, and John Luke, who is 2 months old. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health in her own hands in order for to afford my kids, nieces, and nephews an opportunity of having a grandmother in the future. So simply, question to you guys listening right now is, who is responsible for your health? That is the real question here. You are. Everybody knows the answer. You're responsible for your health. But obviously, there's a lot of things we do in this country. As obviously working our hard jobs and going through life and obviously trying to have the most fun while we're here, that deteriorate our bodies. And we get it. You got to provide for your family. You got to do everything that's necessary for you to be exactly who God's called you to be so you can be there for your family for many years to come. But the reality is that we beat up our bodies every single day and our bodies don't recover as fast because we continue to age and eventually things start failing. And many people try to look for answers, and the only answers they ever get are drugs and surgery. So if you're listening and you have actual knee pain and you've been trying to do something different for that knee pain, I want you to stay tuned because I'm going to be telling you what is that we do in our office with knee pain patients and also what you can do on your own without having to go to any doctors to get, obviously, that knee pain resolved. Without any drugs and surgery or injections or anything that doesn't sound obviously appetizing for your knee and your knee pain. So once again, thank you for joining me today on this topic of knee pain. So next to back pain, knee pain is one of the most common complaints among adults and younger athletes in the United States. Basically, there's a lot of different common causes of knee pain, obviously. You don't have to fall. You don't have to obviously have an accident or anything as such. Obviously, those things do cause knee pain. But there's other things that cause knee pain that many people don't realize, such as arthritis, overuse, osteoporosis, certain types of exercises like running. I know it's really nice outside. It's kind of hot out there. People are, you know, getting active. You've been listening for a few weeks. You finally got the tip of, hey, get outside and get moving, which is great. But and obviously running is a repetitive motion and obviously just like other repetitive motions would also cause knee pain. So knee pain is something that happens to a lot of people. I actually used to suffer from knee pain myself. And like I said at the beginning, my mom is still battling knee pain very terribly because she worked for a long time on her feet. And secondly, she always just happened to be overweight her entire adult life. Ever since I known my mom, I mean, I see pictures of her when she was a child and she did not look overweight, but after giving birth to all three of us and just going through life and the hustle and bustle of providing for family and being the single mother and all those things, my mom obviously did not take care of her health to the best of her ability. So because of that, she was not only diagnosed with breast cancer, but prior to that, she had knee pain for as long as I can remember also. I mean, she had knee pain for at least 20 years. So knee pain is one of those things that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your demographic background is, what your socioeconomic status is, what your race, your creed, your belief system. It doesn't matter. It affects everybody out there at one point or another in their lives. So obviously, common causes of knee pain, like I said, are those things that are repetition. Some of you do jobs that cause your knees to be put in a strenuous situations that literally will wear down that cartilage that keeps the knee nice and strong and healthy. So other things that could obviously contribute to this knee pain are also things such as autoimmune disorders, such as inflammation, obviously exercising appropriately, maintaining a healthy weight are also things that you must take into consideration in order to be able to reduce the knee pain and obviously solve your problem, right? So knee pain obviously is described in any type of discomfort that affects the knee, such as sensitivity or throbbing, right? It's common for knee pain to be also accompanied with other symptoms affecting the legs, which obviously include something such as swelling around the knee, discomfort that gets worse when walking, squatting, or doing other exercises, inability to bear weight on knees. So obviously not being able to carry weight properly or evenly on both knees because one knee is hurting, so you carry more weight on one knee than the other. Obviously, weakness is also something that's associated with knee pain, especially in that leg that the knee is being affected in. Also, redness and warmth around that kneecap area. You also could feel instability in your knee. That's another one of those things that some people come into my office with that are highly, highly affected because they feel like they could fall over. And this becomes a problem when you're dealing with the elderly because if your knee is unstable and you cannot keep your balance, obviously balance is one of those things that keeps you alive when you age, especially my geriatric population, my 75 and plus patients. One of the things that I have to worry about and I have to ask about every single visit they come in is, did you have any falls or any balance issues in the past week or 2 weeks? So obviously something of importance because one of the top leading causes of death in America for the elderly, those people in that, you know, 65, 70, 75 and above category is falls that actually break a hip. And the unfortunate part about breaking a hip due to the, you know, bones being brittle, is that a third of those people die from the complications that arise from falling. So I know something as minute, I guess you can call it, as knee pain, something that a lot of people deal with and kind of just go through and muscle through and, you know, you're strong and everything. But as you continue to age, it could really become life and death if you fall because your knee is actually hurting. So obviously, the most common cause of knee pain is obviously injuries to the leg, including any injury that affects the cartilage, the ligaments, tendons, or fluid sacs, or the bursa. So obviously, we all have heard of bursitis at one point or another. The bursa is these sacs of fluid that prevent ligaments from rubbing on bones and decrease friction, but those become inflamed from time to time. So those are the most common causes. Also, arthritis. Can include rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is the type of arthritis that's autoimmune and where the body is attacking your synovial fluid or your joint fluid and is destroying that, and that eventually leads to taking away of that bone and eroding that bone away. Also, gout. Gout is obviously the over production of uric acid, which contains these crystals that obviously destroy joints as well. So gout is another one of those causes of knee pain. And biomechanical problems such as obviously poor form, deformities or muscular imbalances or compensations due to injuries that you might have sustained during a sport or something as such. So all these things can cause knee pain. Obviously, knee injuries obviously are something that you would feel, especially acute injuries, not chronic injuries such as overuse, but acute injuries. Obviously, you fall or you twist your leg and you tear your ACL, or you know, you tear your medial collateral ligament or MCL, or you slightly tear your meniscus. All these things are obviously acute injuries. You're picking up, you know, playing basketball on the weekends with the guys to stay active, and something happens in one of those games and where you tear something. So obviously these knee injuries can cause pain as well, but those are acute. Those are obviously the ones that something is torn, something that you probably have to have some sort of medical intervention in the form of some sort of surgery or something as such. So obviously a pretty hot topic, knee pain. A lot of people suffer from it. So if you know somebody or you yourself are dealing with something as such as knee pain, I want you to stay tuned. You are listening to Living the Full Life on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. Some of the guys were giving me a hard time at the golf course this week, teasing me about my pillow. You know what's amazing? They can almost repeat my message verbatim. Because for over 2.5 years, I have been telling you, MyPillow helps me sleep great, that it helps me fall asleep faster, that it helps me stay asleep, no tossing and turning, and get the deep recuperative sleep I need to be my best. So go ahead, make fun of me. I'm sleeping great night after night after night. And you can too. What are you waiting for? Take advantage of MyPillow's best offer right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special. Use the promo code WHIO. You buy one, you get one free. Or you can call 1-800-320-1481. Ask for the buy one, get one free special. Use that promo code WHIO. And you can also use the promo code WHIO to get up to 50% off all items on the MyPillow website. Again, that's MyPillow.com.
Here is a real patient talking about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
I had been wearing a partial plate for 40 years, and I wanted something permanent done. Dr. Volk was kind and considerate. I would like to thank Dr. Volk for giving me my smile back and for giving me the self-confidence that I haven't had in a very long time.
Don't put up with missing teeth any longer. Call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a consultation.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Comfort and care in a supportive lifestyle. It's what to expect at Brookhaven. Hi, this is Colleen Brady, Assistant Administrator. Our assisted living is for individuals needing some assistance with daily activities, but not requiring continual skilled medical services. Brookhaven offers a safe, enjoyable lifestyle for seniors who find living alone is no longer a viable option. Call us today for a personal tour of our beautiful new one-bedroom suites at 833-2133, Brookhaven Retirement Community. Expect to be impressed.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today. Start a team. And raise funds at walkms.org.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust, my local radio and TV stations, for the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Temperatures climbing quickly throughout the day today. We could top off at 92 degrees with a heat index near 100. Mostly sunny skies and humid conditions sticking around overnight tonight. A few clouds lingering with a low of around 72 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, if you have any questions regarding this topic of knee pain, I want you to pick up the phone right now and call 937-552-7364 and select option 2. Obviously, my team is standing by, ready to answer any questions you might have, okay? Just wanted to kind of recap on the previous segment. I was talking about knee pain and all the random causes that cause knee pain, the acute injuries that happen from time to time, such as twisting your knee abnormally during a sporting event or just through life, walking around. Obviously, in the acute events, obviously, something is torn, something is broken. In those events, you're nine times out of 10, eight times out of 10, you're going to need some sort of intervention. Intervention by the term meaning some sort of medical intervention in the sense of injections or surgeries or something as such that the medical model is going to have to do in order to reduce your pain and try to fix the issue as soon as possible. Obviously, those things that cause knee pain in that genre, obviously not within my scope of practice in the sense of correcting and fixing an ACL or torn ACL. That's completely outside of my scope of practice. However, chronic knee pain that happens because of overuse, because of the way you work or the fact that you're carrying a few extra pounds or whatever have you, that's the knee pain that I definitely, you know, see in my office from time to time, more times than not. So one of those patients that had knee pain in my practice is Ron. And Ron came into our practice. He's a very active guy, likes to stay pretty fit. He is in his mid-50s, and Ron works on his feet all day. So he works on his feet every single day. He works in a hospital, and he stands, you know, during surgeries, he stands quite a long time on his feet. Of course, he wears the most comfortable shoes. Well, the thing is that he came into our office, obviously, with other issues, low back pain, which, of course, it marries up and it adds up that low back pain would obviously do something to the lower extremities, such as the legs and the knees and the ankles and such. Because if you're carrying weight unevenly because you're low back pain and you're favoring one side more than the other, you're actually grinding down those joints on one side more than the other, right? So the problem is that Ron was dealing with this knee pain for so long that it was starting to become an issue in where he could no longer actually stand at work comfortably, and he was starting to have to take Tylenol at a excessive amounts in a day to get through the pain so he can make it through the day and be able to provide for his family. So he was no longer able to go on walks with his wife. He was dealing with excruciating pain to the point in where he was considering, obviously, you know, getting a second and third opinion, because the first doctor looked at it and said, well, I don't really notice anything crazy going on here. So let's go put you on some anti-inflammatories and let's send you on your way. Well, he didn't like that answer because being in the medical field himself, he knows like, you know what? You're just putting a Band-Aid on my symptom. That's not fixing my problem. It's only going to get worse. And I know I need my knees when I age and when I get older. I need to be able to walk. So he comes into our office, obviously the low back pain he's dealing with. And one day we're talking and he tells me about this knee pain. Obviously he brought it up on the first appointment, and I was talking about the knee pain. So I'm like, well, what have you done so far? We always address the central nervous system or the spine first, because if your hips are off balance and you're carrying more weight on one side than the other, you're obviously putting more pressure and tension on one knee than the other. So we start with the spine, and his knee was still bothering him and causing pain. So he decides one day to say, you know what, I'm kind of sick of it. I don't know what to do about it. And I assess his knee, and I found out that his femur and his tibia, so the thigh bone and the shin bone, were not properly aligned and gliding properly. So in turn, it was deteriorating his knee joint faster, causing excruciating pain that a second opinion from another doctor was leading him towards the road of surgery, which he knew he didn't want. So if you're sitting there dealing with knee pain that nobody can figure out what to do with, and they just want to give you shots and put ice on it and stretch you out and send you to a physical therapist and do all these things that are not getting rid of your knee pain, I want you to stay tuned. I got to take a quick break here, but I want to continue to tell you about Ron and exactly how we got his knee pain to completely go away, so he is actually now able to do exactly what God's assigned him to do. So I want you to stay tuned. You are listening to Living the Full Life on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiaro. The Trump administration says it continues to reunite families separated at the border, believes there's been good progress so far.
That progress was acknowledged by a federal judge in San Diego late yesterday afternoon. District Court Judge Dana Sabraw said the government has demonstrated good faith and has largely complied with the deadline this week to reunite children under five with their parents.
Fox's Dan Springer. Some Democrats believe the process is taking too long. Defense Secretary James was Mattis in Oslo, Norway, praising that country for increasing NATO spending.
Norway's recommitment to meet the 2% Wales pledge at NATO's highly successful summit in Brussels this week lends credence to the reality that NATO is stronger today.
President Trump this week reiterated his demand that NATO countries increase their defense spending. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now the three big things you need to know. Mainly clear skies are expected this evening with a few more clouds moving in. Overnight tonight, temperatures will drop in the lower 70s. The Storm Center 7 forecast is coming up. One person is in custody after a robbery at the Security National Bank in Springfield. The male suspect crashed his car on the ramp from eastbound 70 to I-675, was then located in the 11,000 block of Lower Valley Pike. Springfield police tell us he will be put into the Clark County Jail. And the Montgomery County Fair is open now until 10 o'clock tonight. It's taking place today and tomorrow on 645 Infirmary Road in Jefferson Township for the first time ever. I'm John Tisdale, WHIO Continuing News.
This is the Hot Spring Health Minute for July. This month, let's talk about social wellness. We're more connected than ever. Facebook, iPhones, Candy Crush, Word with Friends, we are connected. Or are we? When was the last time you had a great family conversation? Or a great one-on-one conversation? The answer might scare you a bit. A hot spring spa might just be what the social health doctor ordered. The health benefits of a hot spring spa are well documented, but the relaxation, time to unwind, talk about the day behind or the day ahead, might just be the biggest benefit of all. So put off that text or email, or maybe skip that great Facebook post, "The Cat's Playing Hungry Hungry Hippos," although you might want to check that out later, it's pretty hilarious. And just relax a little bit, and trust us, we know a place that does it better than anybody else.
Hot Spring Spa, 6100 Wilmington Pike, or visit hotspring-dayton.com. Hot Spring Spa, just for the health of it.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100 of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Tammy Holmes of HER Realtors. She services the entire Dayton area, attracts hundreds of buyers every week, and sells a home on average every 24 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Tammy Holmes in Dayton. And if I needed to sell my home in Dayton, well, I'd call Tammy. Call Tammy Holmes at 937-506-0500 or online at DaytonGuarantee.com. That's DaytonGuarantee.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We do have a few more clouds rolling into the region, and overnight tonight, around 72 degrees for the low. Waking up tomorrow, high temperature once again, very warm, 90 degrees, a few showers around the region. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Welcome back. I am Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, I want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. And if you have any health-related questions or any questions whatsoever about our practice, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Hit option 2. My team is standing by to answer any questions you might have regarding our office or this topic. So want to once again thank you for joining me and listening to us here on WHIO, Living the Full Life. So want to go right back to Ron and talk about what he was dealing with. Obviously, on the previous segment, I was telling you how he's dealing with this knee pain, and nobody could ever get to the bottom of it. his doctors were just basically resorting to the only thing they know how to do, which is okay, because that's what they're trained to do. But it was the drugs, and the anti-inflammatories came and went. They were suggesting knee injections. He didn't want to do that. He got a second opinion. And Ron, the only other option they gave him was like, you know what, we're going to be able to do surgery. That's the only thing we can do for you right now, even though we don't really know what's wrong. Even though we don't really know if something is torn, because they did the MRI, they did the x-rays, they did everything else they can do. They did all the range of motion studies. They did everything. Everything looked great. Well, when we assessed this knee in our office, of course, we were looking for all the same things, and I'd read all the MRIs and everything else and all the reports from that, but I found that nobody had really looked at the traction of his thigh bone, the femur, and his shin bone, the tibia. So those bones are supposed to glide when, obviously, they're hinging. It's a hinged joint, and there's a slight rotation component to the knee. That's how you can turn your toes out and you can point them in. The actual tibia or the shin bone rotates it externally, outside, or internally inside. So that's something nobody really checked before. So I was doing an assessment on Ron and checking his knee, and I found out that his internal rotation was not happening because his leg was actually cocked or stuck in the external rotation portion. So it would not turn in, it would only turn out. So obviously, if you think about that and you put that person on their feet and you have them walk, if your knee is not internally rotating a little bit, your body biomechanically is not functioning at 100%, which leads to problems, in his case, problems with the joint itself becoming inflamed and actually hurting to the point of he thought it was something excessively wrong, that he sought two opinions from medical doctors that told him drugs and surgery are your only option. He didn't want that. So we obviously adjusted his knee. We can adjust any bone in the body. All joints obviously have some sort of play, and we adjust those very gently. And we adjusted his knee, and we tested the range of motion, internal external rotation, and also flexion and extension, and his knee was functioning properly. We did that a few times. Now, because of his knee tracking properly, Ron is able to do the walks that he so enjoys with his wife in the evening after he gets home from work. He's able to enjoy standing at work without having to worry about when am I going to take the next Advil, because his knee was in pain so much when he was working. And he doesn't have to worry about what the future looks like if his knee were to continue to give out and he unfortunately would have needed to get that surgery. And unfortunately, that surgery would have led to more complications that when he's another 20 years older, now he can no longer ambulate or walk on his own 2 feet. Or if he does, is limited because that knee is no longer the same since it got operated on. So if you're sitting there and you're actually in the same exact shoes as Ron and you've been looking, you got the new shoes at the shoe store, you got the new running shoes, the new insoles for Dr. Scholl's, you've gotten massages on your quads, you've done a couple of lunges to strengthen up your muscles, you've done stretching, you've done physical therapy, you've gotten the knee injections, and something is still wrong and the problem is still not fixed, then I'm speaking to you. And I want to invite you to the opportunity of getting checked in our office. So in our office, what we would do is to make sure, number one, that your spine is properly aligned. If you think about it this way, if your hips are obviously off balance and you're carrying more weight on one knee more than the other, and you come into my office or you go to a physical therapist's office or whatever you do, and I adjust that knee or the medical doctor puts an injection in it, physical therapy does the physical therapy on that knee, it doesn't matter who does what to it, and we never correct the fact that your hips are off balance, is your knee ever going to be fixed all the way? Is it ever not, the pain ever not going to come back? The answer is no. You're off center. You are literally grinding that knee down every single time you take a step. So as soon as it gets adjusted or as soon as it gets anything else done to it, it comes right back out of alignment because you're carrying the weight improperly. So that's what we would start with, doing a posture analysis of your spine. And we start with the posture analysis. Then we do a range of motion study to make sure your spine is moving well, because that movement does translate into how the rest of your body moves. Then we do a palpatory examination where we feel your spine. We also check your knee out, range of motion, and all that, right? And after that, we take x-rays necessary in your spine. And if you have severe arthritis, something as such, we can obviously do the x-rays of that area as well. We also do a surface electromyography scan to make sure that the nerves that are coming out of the low back that, oh, by the way, go down the legs into the knees are not the problem, and it's not really a knee problem, but it's actually a nerve problem coming from your low back. We do all of that in our office in order to figure out what's causing your problem so we can get to the bottom of it and correct it so you don't end up with an unnecessary surgery happening too early in your life. So all of that in my practice costs $130. But anytime I get on radio, those of you who listen every single week, you know exactly what I'm about to say next. Every single time I get on radio, anytime I speak outside of my walls of my practice, I always discount that number down by 60%. Because if you're that person who is sick and tired of being sick and tired and dealing with your knee pain, and you've tried everything under the sun, nothing works, you're absolutely miserable. You're that person that like literally hates to stand or walk, and the only comfortable position you find is sitting down doing something, and you can barely get out of the chair to take a step, then I'm talking to you. Because you've obviously have tried everything else and nothing has worked. So if you're truly ready to do something different for your knee pain and actually get it corrected, so you don't end up a statistic like all these other people that are getting these crazy knee replacements and these crazy surgeries that are super invasive, that are changing their lives forever, then if that is you and you don't want to do any of that, then I want you to pick up the phone right now and call 937-552-7364. Hit option 2, and my team is ready to set up your appointment today. I don't want you to call our phone number if you're the person who's just kind of interested and just not really sure. If you want to gather information, by all means, call. But if you're not ready to take that fork in the road to do something different and actually take charge of your health in your own hands and actually not end up a statistic like my mom did, then pick up the phone right now. I have 5 slots right now that are available for 5 people who are truly ready to do something different. We will take, obviously, your information. We'll set up your appointment. We'll also take the payment over the phone. We want people that are serious, and we're very busy. That's the only way that we can actually guarantee in this world. Of course, people are busy. People forget. It's the only way we can guarantee that somebody's actually going to make the appointment and actually show up and not take the slot from somebody else that actually wants to help. So if that is you and you want help, pick up the phone right now and call 937-552-7364. Hit option 2. My team is standing by, ready to help you get that appointment scheduled. So those of you who are not ready, that's absolutely okay. We have plenty of different events. One of the events that we have in our office is actually in Basil's in Troy. It's a restaurant, and where we have a dinner with the doc. The dinner with the doc is one of those events in where you come and you gather information. You gather information, and at that moment, you say, you know what? This makes sense. I want to get checked out. What you were saying on the radio, which is not convincing enough for me to come into your office, but now I get it. I understand where you're coming from. I definitely want to get checked. If that is you and you're just not ready to pick up the phone right now, I want you to pick up the phone and actually call to set up a dinner. And you can bring yourself and you can bring up to 4 other guests. You come to the dinner, and at that dinner, I will go over the concepts on how to achieve health naturally from within without drugs and surgery, which many of you don't want more of in your life. So the next dinner coming up is this Monday, July 16th at 6:30 p.m. Basil's in Troy. So if you're interested in doing that, you're more than welcome to bring yourself and 4 other guests and come to that. And dinner is on us. And I go over the concepts on how to achieve health naturally. So once again, that number is 937-552-7364. Hit option 2. My team is ready to take, obviously, your name, your number, and get you the help that you need. So want to go into a couple of things that you can do as far as conventional treatments. I know I talked about a few of those, and I always like to go into the conventional treatments and then give you natural tips on things that you can do without drugs and surgery. So one of the things that you can do, conventional treatments for knee pain, which I agree with some of them. Some of them are such as rest. Rest is absolutely crucial. If you're running 20-some miles a week and your knee hurts, you probably should take a little bit of a break and ice, stretch, and all those things, and then see if that helps. So compression, icing, elevation also helps that affected knee when you have knee pain. Physical therapy, specific exercises are very, very important in recuperating that knee and actual proper movement in the knee. obviously using orthotics or knee braces as needed. Obviously, you see people out there that as soon as they get out there ready to run, some of you have obviously tried the knee braces and all that stuff before, and it's worked for some of you. Some of them, it has not worked. But then now we move on to the more medical treatments that are common, such as pain medication. So anti-inflammatory steroids, such as injections used to reduce the inflammation. Corticosteroids, obviously, specifically to actually inject inside the knee. Well, once again, I have my opinion about that. You can look up the side effects on your own. Steroids, yes, they mask the symptoms, but what you're doing is that while you're running around with no more knee pain, you're destroying that joint because it's no longer working properly. You're just literally masking the symptom. And then all you do is, oh, the pain is back. Let's give you another injection. So that's, to me, that is silly. Once again, that is my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. That's okay. But if something that gets you through the day and you're not ever going to go to a chiropractor or do anything else about it, then that's okay. That's the solution you got for yourself. But if you want to do something different, obviously, you got to have a different experience. So those steroids, that's another thing that is recommended at times. Platelet-rich plasma, PRP, is basically they take some of your blood, they take the platelets out of the plasma, they re-inject it into your knee. Some of my patients have had this. Some of my patients, we adjusted their knees and did not get better because their knees are so far gone because the cartilage is completely worn. There's nothing I can do other than make sure it's moving properly. But guess what? It's going to come right back out of alignment because of the joint being wasted and actually degenerated. So there's obviously nothing there that we can do other than make sure it's moving properly. So some of my patients have gotten that platelet-rich plasma that's helped their knee pain. So those things all cost money. Obviously, I love to cover the cost. There's billions. There's $86 billion that are spent every year on total knee replacements and everything dealing with knee pain in the United States. So six natural treatments. I'm going to give you a few here that you can do in order to start reducing your knee pain. So first you can do, obviously, is exercise. And, of course, if you're running already, the last thing you want to do is run some more because I said that you should exercise. Exercising in proper time to recover, more importantly. So, yes, you want to make sure you're moving and you're moving that joint to reduce that actual inflammation in there and also get some blood flow through there. But you also want to make sure you take the proper time to recover. And you want to exercise in other areas, in other ways that don't actually impact your knee. So swimming, water aerobics, brisk walking, cycling, and yoga, obviously, are low impact exercises that can actually help reduce that knee pain naturally. Physical therapy, obviously, stretching, especially the hamstrings and the quads, so the thigh muscles in the front and the thigh muscles in the back, very important that you stretch those because those muscles, when they become tight, they can throw your knee out of alignment. So that's top two things you can start doing right now, folks. I got to take a quick break here. You are listening to Living the Full Life on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I love hearing about the weather.
It keeps me updated accurately,
more in-depth and truthful.
We heard from you, WHIO listeners, and we are not slowing down as we continue to bring you news that affects you and the Miami Valley. You have told us how important breaking local news, weather, and traffic is to you, and we will continue to provide the latest 24/7. You can trust me, Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News and the voice of the Flyers on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. I've been here for over 37 years, and I'd like to think I've earned your trust.
At Jeff Schmidt Auto Group, we have seven state-of-the-art service facilities. All seven locations have modern waiting areas with free amenities. Or drop off your car and drive off in one of our complimentary loaner vehicles. If you're too busy to come in on a weekday, schedule a Saturday appointment or use one of our 24/7 drop boxes. Your car will be taken care of by one of our certified technicians who are always kept up with the latest training. From an oil change to a major collision, come to Jeff Schmidt Auto Group and experience the advantage.
Over 90% of people born with a heart defect are not receiving the expert care they need as adults. If you were born with a heart defect or know someone who was, you can find more information at cincyhearts.org.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Veterans Michelle Scott, Carl Blake, and Jesse Graham.
I was an unemployed veteran.
I served because it was always my dream.
September 11th happened my senior year. I wanted to serve my country.
After injury, I felt scared, worried, concerned. I was newly married, didn't really know what was going to happen next.
I just remember sitting there trying to move my legs.
I lost my job, then I lost my house. I had to start over.
First person I saw after my wife when I was a new injury was a Paralyzed Veterans of America member. The second person I saw was a service officer for our organization.
The Paralyzed Veterans of America, they gave me the outlet to find a career now.
They focus on the accessibility for our lives.
They helped me get to a point where I'm at now, where I can have a job, have a family, be a part of society, and live life the way I want to live life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
The United Way of the Greater Dayton Area is proud to announce an initiative for veterans, VetsLink 211. This program will help veterans navigate their network of federal, state, and local benefits and services. James Free Jewelers proudly supports the United Way and will give 15% off purchases in July with a $200 donation, or 10% off with a $50 donation to VetsLink 211. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann and Schultz.
We do have a few more clouds rolling into the region, and overnight tonight, around 72 degrees for the low. Waking up tomorrow, high temperature once again, very warm, 90 degrees, a few showers around the region. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I am Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Obviously, I want to remind you once again, you guys can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. If you have any questions related to this topic or any other topic that I talked about in the past, or you're just interested in actually doing something different about your health, once again, our phone number is 937-552-7364, hit option 2. My team is standing by. Once again, that discount for that initial examination and x-rays, it's only while I'm on the radio, so that $130 value down to $52, it's only good while I'm on air right now. So go ahead and give us our office a call. Once again, 937-552-7364, hit option 2. My team is ready. So on the previous segment, I was giving you a few tips on what to do naturally for some of you that live too far, some of you are not willing to go do something different about your knee pain. So a couple of things that you can do. I already went through the top two, which is obviously exercising and doing proper recovery time. Also physical therapy and stretching and exercising of the knee. Also, you want to make sure that you have good footwear, insoles, and obviously, if needed, a knee brace. Absolutely very, very important to do to make sure that the impact of you walking, even some people get knee pain just from walking, that impact from the walking, you want to make sure that it's reduced to the minimalist form by utilizing the proper footwear and insoles. And if needed, a knee brace to control the movement while you strengthen those muscles that surround the knee that keep that knee stable. Another thing that you can do is foam rolling. So foam rolls, obviously, a lot of people have seen those at the gym. Some of you have never seen them, have no idea what it is. It's literally basically a PVC pipe that has foam on the outside. And this is very commonly used by a lot of people that do workouts, a lot of workouts that use the lower leg muscles, the lower body muscles, so the quads and the hamstrings and the gluteus. So what you do is you kind of put some of your body weight on those muscles and you kind of roll back and forth on your side or on your, like, kind of sitting on the roll, and you roll out your actually gluteus maximus and medius, and also your iliotibial band, the IT band on the side of your leg. If you feel tight through there, that also causes knee pain. So the IT band is something else that we recommend our patients to obviously roll on a foam roller to reduce. It's basically like a self-applied massage. Some of you have seen them. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, look up foam rolling on Google and it'll come right up with videos on exactly how to do it. Okay. And then the last two things you can do is eating an anti-inflammatory diet. Once again, something that's low in sugars or carbohydrates that become sugar, and high in really good healthy fats like avocados, coconut oil, olive oil, stuff like that. And also you want to take anti-inflammatory supplements. Supplements that are natural, right? Like turmeric, glucosamine, and also bone broth and omega-3 fatty acids are all anti-inflammatory supplements that you can take in order to reduce that inflammation in your knee and overall in your body. Once again, inflammation has been shown to cause a lot of diseases and be involved in a lot of disease processes. So some of you, though, obviously are listening and you listen, you're like, you know what, doc, those six things you gave me, I'm already doing all those things. And that's okay. Some of you are ready to do something different and need to take the next step. And that next step would be to get a second opinion from somebody else. Whether you already went to your doctor and they wanted to give you drugs and surgery, you already did the physical therapy and it did not work, or it did work but it's coming back, and you want a different opinion, you obviously got to do something different. So if that is you and you're ready to do something different, once again, I want to give you the opportunity to call our office at 937-552-7364. Hit option two. My team is standing by ready to help you set up that appointment for just $52 if you're truly ready to take that fork in the road towards natural health and healing rather than death, destruction, surgeries, and drugs, and all that crazy stuff that happens. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Once again, involved topic with knee pain. If you are interested in anything further, look us up on Facebook. Once again, thank you so much for listening to us here, Living the Full Life on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.